Howdy doobie, Fort Worth. Welcome to the 2017 Marijuana March of North Texas. My name is Sean McAllister. I'm the executive director of the Dallas-Fort Worth chapter of the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. We are the organization responsible for this event today. Do we have any DFW normal members in the house? Make some noise. Do we have any DFW normal volunteers in the house? A few less, I think. How about some sponsors? Sponsors, make some noise for me. I want to be the first to welcome you to what I hope to be the largest marijuana march in the history of the state of Texas. This event is being held with the friendly cooperation of the city of Fort Worth, as well as the Fort Worth Police Department, which you may have seen riding up all cool and smooth on their bicycles. We will have 40 Fort Worth Police Department officers assigned to our event today. Let me be clear, their purpose is not to bust people for small possession of marijuana. Their purpose here is to keep thousands of people marching through the streets safe. So in the spirit of goodwill, I would like you to join me. Whenever you see a Fort Worth Police Department officer, say hello. Thank them for what they're doing. Thank them for being cool. Because ultimately, when the police decide they no longer want to arrest people for this, the state of Texas has a problem. Because it's not our lawmakers coming and slapping cuffs on us, is it? No. Because frankly, they don't care. The Marijuana March is a free event created and hosted all around the world, more than 300 cities around the world, including Tokyo, Vancouver, and pretty much every cool city in the United States is having a marijuana march. Many of them will be nowhere near as large as this one. Here in Dallas-Fort Worth, we have the largest normal chapter that I'm aware of. We have over 1,000 current active members. And so I am looking for between 2,000 and 5,000 attendees today. That is my metric for success. Does that sound good to you guys?
Yeah!
Beautiful. First, I would like to thank all of our awesome sponsors, and I'm going to thank each one throughout the day, but I'm going to start and remind you all day of one sponsor in particular. Anybody want to guess who that is? Hempy's Emporium. Hempy's Emporium, it's their booth right there. You will see it with the colorful flag. Hempy's Emporium is this event's platinum level sponsor. That means they contributed $1,500 toward the cost of making this almost $10,000 event free for you. Can we give Hempy's a hand? I would like every single one of you to make a commitment to visit Hempy's booth today. And frankly, I want you to make a commitment to visit every booth today, because every one of these booths is supporting your rights as marijuana law reformers, consumers, cultivators, caregivers, and hopefully business people. What do you think about that? So the Marijuana March is the biggest event that we host every year. It is the biggest pain in the butt to create, and it is the single most fun that we will have in an entire year. Are you guys excited for marijuana here in North Texas?
Yeah!
Beautiful. Well, before I introduce our first speaker, we will have several speakers throughout the day, and you'll be able to tell these speakers because they're going to have a neat little badge that's got a megaphone on it. And if you see one of these people, do me a favor. Say hello, introduce yourself, and take a selfie with them, because there is a reason they're speaking at this event. It's because I asked them. And so every single speaker here has an important role to play, not only in our event, but in reforming Texas marijuana policy. Do you understand me? So I want you to get to know our sponsors, and I want you to get to know our speakers. I want you to be friendly to the police, and I want you guys to be cool to each other, obviously. Stay hydrated. This park has a whole bunch of steps and uneven things. We've tried to mark them with green tape. Please watch yourself. Don't get a broken toe or broken ankle by stepping off of a ledge.
I'm sorry. I can't hear you. Can you come closer?
And the last thing I want to make sure to point out to everybody here is this is not an event where marijuana all of a sudden becomes legal. Do you understand me?
Yeah.
Marijuana is not legal here now today. So be cool, man. Be discreet. If I see any of you have a Gandalf or a bong that you're walking around with that has pot in it, I'm going to ask you to put that shit away. For one, you shouldn't be walking around with a bong. You're going to break it, man. But for two, being discreet means if you can cup it in your hand, you're being discreet. Does that make sense to everybody? Excellent. So here at the Marijuana March, we're all about changing marijuana policy, not just for marijuana as a medicine, although I do think that's going to happen this year. Does anybody know about HB 2107? Yeah! Get to know that number, people, because you're going to hear us talk about it all damn day and until the end of the legislative session. HB 2107 would bring a working, whole plant, comprehensive medical cannabis program to the state of Texas. What do you think about that?
Yeah!
It would expand our already limited medical marijuana program that passed in 2015, essentially making it so it's not only people with epilepsy who get medical cannabis, and it's not only CBD cannabis, it is whole plant THC rich marijuana like all of us want. Does that sound good?
Yeah!
So if this law passes, and I say if, but what I mean is when this bill becomes law, we will have access to medical marijuana for the first time in the state of Texas. Does that excite you?
Yeah!
Ooh, it excites me. I'm also excited about the prospect of no longer being considered a cageable offense for having marijuana on your person. Does that sound good to you guys?
Yeah.
Small possession of marijuana no longer being worthy of locking us in cages.
Yeah.
House Bill 81 very likely will pass as well. And this will decriminalize small possession of marijuana in the state of Texas. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Beautiful. HB 81, HB 2107. These bills will change the state of Texas forever. And if you're here today, that means you have an opinion on marijuana. And what I want you to do is take 5 minutes during today and Google who represents me. Find out who your state representative is. You're going to Google who represents me and it'll pull up this weird link page, FYI dot whatever. Put in your full address, not just your zip code, and you're going to get your state house representative. State, not federal. State house representative. And I want you to call their Capitol office. They're not there. Call their Capitol office today and say, hey, my name is Sean McAllister. I'm a constituent in your district. I pay taxes and I vote. I believe that it's time for you to support HB 81 to decriminalize marijuana in Texas. And I also believe it's time for you to support HB 2107 to bring medical marijuana to the state of Texas. Are you with me, Texas?
Yeah!
If you do these things, it will be worth more than posting 1,000 things on the internet that are pro-cannabis. It'll be worth more than buying a t-shirt, becoming a member. It'll be worth more than all of that. You know why? Because all of a sudden your lawmakers will have heard from you, likely many of you, for the first time ever. And they're going to be curious, they're going to be interested, and they're going to want to know that people in their district support marijuana law reform. That's you. Does anybody live in Arlington? Make some noise if you live in Arlington. Mostly in the back. That's weird. If you live in Arlington and your representative is Tony Tenderholt, I want you to call his office today and make doubly damn sure that he knows the people in his district support medical marijuana, because he's afraid of some little old ladies not voting him back into office. I got news for you. There's way more cannabis consumers in the city of Arlington than there are little old ladies, Tony Tenderholt. And we're going to vote. We're going to vote for somebody like Jessica Pallett of the Libertarian Party to take your job.
Yeah.
If you don't get with the program, not later, right now. And I want you all to have that exact same attitude about your lawmakers. If they're not supporting this, politely remind them that it doesn't matter what their personal beliefs are. It matters what the beliefs of their constituents are. They represent you, not them. If they're not representing you, you need to get with the program and make sure they understand what's important to you. Are you with me, Texas?
Yeah.
Beautiful. Well, before I introduce our very first speaker, I want to make one last comment. DFW Normal, our booth is right over there. Like I said, this event cost almost $10,000 to produce. It's going to take a while before we're in the black on that expense. So if you can support the cause in any way, you can do so in a few different ways at the DFW Normal table. The first way, you can become a DFW Normal member. You get a DFW Normal card mailed to you. You'll get discounts at pretty much every smoke shop that matters in North Texas. And you will be supporting marijuana law reform in a very big way. That's number one. You can become a member for $15. If you're an active duty or a military veteran, you get it for $10. If you're a senior citizen, you get it for $10. And if you're a college student, you get it for $10. Sound good?
Yeah.
How many people are going to become members today? Make some noise.
Yeah.
The second thing you can do is go over to our table and order yourself a custom screen printed shirt. We have Stingray over here. Stingray Sean, my friend, is set up and he's doing custom shirts. We have three different color and style options of shirts you can buy, four different style designs. So you can get whatever color, whatever size, whatever design you want for $20 to commemorate the marijuana march. Does that sound good to you guys? So you'll go to the normal table, you'll buy your shirt, they'll give you a ticket, you bring it to Stingray Sean, and he prints your shirt for you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Finally, we have our raffle that we're going to do. We're doing one single raffle item today here at the march, and at the after party afterwards at Red Goose Saloon from 6 to midnight, we will do additional raffles. Are there any dabbers in the crowd? Let me just ask that. Make some noise. Does anybody not know what dabs are? Make some noise, because I want to educate you.
They're a felony.
Yeah, okay. You've heard of hash, right? You've heard of hash. Hash has been around for thousands of years. Dabs is the next evolution in hash. It is the next super scientific way of creating a concentrated form of cannabis that is super potent. You've heard the term 420 as it regards to marijuana smoking, right? Well, 710 is the number for dabbing or for concentrate. 710, of course, spells oil upside down. So for those of you in the concentrate culture or the dab culture, the rig that we're giving out today is a silicone dab rig that is unbreakable. If you've ever broken a piece of glass that was expensive, you should be clapping for that. And I'll clap for it because I've broken way too many. This is a silicone dab rig. It's about this big, and you can't break it. It's got a titanium nail that comes with it, which is great for flavor if you're into flavor on your dabs. And it's super easy to clean because it's silicone. You can put it in the freezer, all your reclaim seals together, and then you can just pop it out. It's super easy. It's actually the shit. And guess who donated that? Anybody want to guess? Hempy's Emporium donated this awesome, awesome dab rig for us. We are selling raffle tickets, one for five, five for 20. The raffle will be immediately when we return to this park from the march, between 4 and 4:30. What time?
4:30.
How much are the raffle tickets? One for five?
Five for 20.
Five for 20. You just want to say 4:20. That's why you said four for 20. Oh, any Star Wars fans? Anybody want to win a Stormtrooper grinder?
Yes!
All right. So this will also be part of our raffle. This is from Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo and Smoke Shop. They are the only tattoo shop in North Texas where you can get a discount on your ink for being a member of DFW Normal.
Yeah.
Well, that and their Lone Star Ink in Weatherford. Those two shops are the only shops in the Metroplex you can get a DFW Normal member's discount. Who wants to win this Stormtrooper helmet?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I think I want to. You may come home with me.